This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Our nation is in a free fall. In fact, that's the name of a Bible conference coming up in Denton, Texas, put on by Lamb and Lion Ministries, June 14th through the 15th. We'll tell you all about that conference that you don't want to miss. And we're talking to Tim Moore, who is the head of Lamb and Lion Ministries there in Texas. And Tim, we are just shocked at what's happening across our nation with all of these protesters, these Jew haters, these Hamas loving. They hate our country. They burn our flags. They claim that Israel is committing genocide. They just say things like free Palestine. I mean, it is crazy what's going on our campuses all across our nation.
It really is, John. And they show a level of ignorance that is inexcusable, especially for students that are at elite universities. And oftentimes they're the faculty at those same universities who are so ignorant of history. And we're not talking ancient history. We're talking recent history. But even some of the protest signs that they pulled up that Israel is a colonial occupier. No, it's not. Israel was established by a legal mandate from the United Nations in 1948, and the land itself has belonged to the Jewish people since God gave it to them 3,500 years ago. They claim that it was stolen, the land itself, from Palestinians. No, it was not. The Palestinians were not a people group who were identifiable as Arabs. The people who lived in that region were known as Syrians or Ottoman Turks. There was never a Palestinian people until after Israel was established, and that became a political mantra, not a historic fact. There's a claim that the Jews took the land, and that is absolutely false. The Jews bought most of the land that they gathered in the 1900s by purchasing desolate, godforsaken land at exorbitant prices from people who were part of the Ottoman Empire. Obviously, following 1948, when the British mandate dissolved, Israel declared independence and the land transferred over legally to the state of Israel. Obviously, many of these Jew haters, as you mentioned, claim that Israel is an apartheid state. John, let me be very clear. There are 2 million Arabs that live in Israel and have full citizenship rights. In the Arab nations, there are virtually no Jews. And if a Jew was to dare to go into the Palestinian Authority areas, let alone Gaza, they would be murdered immediately. So which is an apartheid state? Obviously not Israel. All of these lies are perpetrated by people who are absolutely ignorant, ignorant of history. But we as Christians cannot be ignorant, and we certainly cannot be spiritually ignorant, which is why we must be grounded in God's word, understand his prophetic word, and understand the history, even of the land of Israel. And that way we can push back against allowing our nation to be an absolute free fall today.
And that Bible conference that you all are sponsoring will help people do exactly what you described, to understand the Bible, understand what's going on in Israel, understand what's happening in our nation, a nation in free fall. That's the name of the 2024 Bible conference from Lamb and Lion Ministries. And I want to encourage you to please make plans to come to this conference June 14th through the 15th. And it is going to be an amazing time. Powerful messages, praise and worship, prayer and fellowship time, question and answer sessions, Jack Hibbs, Mike Huckabee, Tim Moore, many, many other awesome speakers that will be there in just the very short time that we have left here. Tim, why should people come to this conference?
They should come because it will offer them encouragement even in these discouraging times. It will ground them in God's prophetic word to make them understand we are living in the season of Jesus' return. And so by keeping our eyes on him, we can proclaim, as Adrian Rogers once did, it's getting gloriously dark. Yes, the world is growing darker, but we know our King is coming soon. And that is the hope we will offer and share on June 14th and 15th.
It is going to be a great conference in Denton, Texas, June 14th through the 15th. ChristInProphecy.org is the website that you need to go to, ChristInProphecy.org. It's not going to cost you a lot to go to this conference, but what you're going to get out of it is amazing. $20 per person, that is a great price. ChristInProphecy.org, please check it out. Thanks, Tim. That's the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Thanks for listening.